See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, beginning in verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another the word of faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another tongues, diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues, but all these worketh the one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So we can have the gift of the word of wisdom, but that still is not sufficient for everything, because God don't give you a word of wisdom every time you want to turn a corner back out of your driveway, or whether you should get up and go to church or not. You hear all those foolish things from people. They say, well, the Lord didn't tell me to get up and go to church this morning. Well, you didn't need no word of wisdom for that. If you had one lick of one eye and half sense, you knew that's what you ought to have done. But you know, we have a lot of foolish people around asking God for wisdom, and you're not going to get that kind, because that's not even wisdom to start with. Or if it is, it's some wisdom you should have already acquired, or you do have and don't use it. You know, here's one of the foolish things among Christians. I want to really emphasize this, that folks, wise people, I'll say, let their heart overrule their intellect where God's wisdom comes to. God's wisdom don't come to your heart. God's wisdom comes to your mind. And he gives you a mind that your mind has the direction to do the thing that's wise and right and is common sense, we might call it. Praise God. But that's the reason I know why God said the man should be the head of the wife, is because most women are ruled by their hearts and men goes by head. You know, they're ruled by their heads. Now, there ain't no two ways about it, and that's the way God made you. And ain't no argument about it. No use to argue, no use to debate it. If you're a female, you go by your heart. And if you're a man, most of the time, if you're not a silly woman or a silly man, that's the way it works in other ways. But you know, the Bible says in Proverbs 28:26, that he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but he that walketh wisely shall be delivered. Let me tell you, you can let your heart, some little old nonsensical things that you got affection or love or a puffy love or some old kind of perverted love in your heart for something, and you won't let the wisdom of God rule in your life, and wisdom will perish from you. You'll get where you won't have a lick of wisdom, letting your heart always rule you. Now, God said you're a fool if you trust in that heart. God likened Israel to a dove that had a silly heart that went back to Egypt. Let me tell you something. You've got to let the wisdom of God assert itself, and it's through your mind. That's why people won't have wisdom. They want to say, oh, my heart just leads me. That's the biggest fool in the world. Somebody lets their heart lead them. You can't let your heart overrule the wisdom of God that comes to your mind. And you got to have the mind of Christ, however, to have that wisdom. Praise God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that look not every man on the things of his own, but also on the things of others. And that's a mind that's filled with wisdom. And here it is. God wrote about it here in three great verses in the Bible, in Isaiah, the 11th chapter, the first three verses. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch, that's a capital B branch, shall grow out of his roots. This is a prophecy of Jesus Christ coming out of the lineage of David. Jesse was David's father. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Did you hear that? Jesus had on him the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might. That's still wisdom. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, that's the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. I tell you, I love this message on wisdom. Praise God. He had the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And what did it do to him? Make him a fool? No. It made him a very wise man, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he'll not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. See, it don't work that way. The wisdom of God comes to your mind through seeking it out of the Word of God. And the Holy Ghost gives us counsel to make us wiser than our enemies. Praise God. No wonder Jesus said that great saying over in the 16th chapter of the book of Luke. I've always marveled at this saying. And he said in the 8th verse of Luke 16, this great, I think it's a rebuke, but it's a real revelation. Jesus said, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Isn't that a marvelous thing? That's a wonder. How in the world the children of this world are wiser in their day or their generation than the children of God are wise? Well, praise God, when you get the wisdom of God to live holy, it don't give you enough wisdom to make a millionaire out of you. Did you know that? Praise God, it'll probably make a pauper out of you because you'll give everything you can get a hold of. That's the different kind of a wisdom. And I'll tell you, we've got to recognize the wisdom of God is not the wisdom of this world, for the Bible said the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. And we've got to have a different type of wisdom, and it comes through a different type of spirit we have. Praise God. All right, what kind of spirit is that? Well, I tell you, here's a fellow in the Bible, Joshua, in Deuteronomy 34:9, the Bible said Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. Praise God. He was full of it. You ever caught yourself praying for it? I pray for it at least once a week. That comes on my mind, that very scripture. And I say, Lord, give me that spirit of wisdom like Joshua had. What was it Solomon, the great king of Israel, prayed for upon his coronation when he found he was going to be ruler over the people of God? He went out to Gibeon and offered all them sacrifices and said, Lord, said, now give to thy servant an wise and understanding heart, that he'll know how to rule over this thy so great a people. Solomon didn't want his heart to be silly. See, your heart, you got to watch it what you love. You can be caught up with a love for a dog or a cat or something, other object, that'll turn your love away. You won't even have a natural love. You can love money. That's why God warns against the love of money. It gets in your heart. It's not something your mind can love, because if you're a Christian, you can't get it in your mind. But you can be foolish enough to let it get a hold of your heart, then it affects everything you do. We can get hung up on loves for our family, loves for members of our family that create a breach between us and the Lord, because we let that come between us and God. A love for anything, a love for your automobile, a love for your home. All of these material things can force the love of Jesus out of our hearts, and we must have wisdom enough that we won't permit him to do that. And that's why Solomon said, give thy servant, Lord, a wise and understanding heart, so I won't get hung up on a lot of foolish loves. And he went right on in his elderly days and was fouled up with a love of them old strange wives he married, and they turned his heart away from the Lord. That's what's happening to a lot of Christians today, because they're not seeking, they don't go on and continue seeking wisdom. See, the quest for wisdom is a lifetime search. You don't get it all in one day or one experience or one gift. It don't come like that. Praise God, it's a lifetime process of seek and search and find. Praise God, you get enough of wisdom to guide you through today and tomorrow. Just also always has. It's always going to provide you with questions and problems that you're going to have to seek for more wisdom. And the wisdom for yesterday won't always apply to the problems of tomorrow. You got to remember that. They may be new and different. Praise God, when Joshua led the people of Israel here across and came across Jordan River, he told them, he said, listen here, said, you haven't passed this way hitherto, for you watch carefully the way that the priest calls you to observe, to follow the ark of God and observe the commandments of the Lord, for you haven't passed this way hitherto, for. I'll tell you, we're facing a lot of things in the future that we don't have wisdom today to face. But the Word of God will give us warning about those things, that we can make that the quest of our life, that we can seek God. The Bible said in Proverbs 27:12, a wise man foreseeth, or a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. And so it is today. A lot of people just don't want to look ahead. They don't want to find out what God's Word says and take the warnings, praise God, that we need to take heed to. But there's characteristics of a wise man or a wise woman that we can find in the Word of God, and we need to take heed to these things that we hear, lest at any time we let them slip. All right, here's some of them. Proverbs 14:1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Do you know the difference between a wise woman and a foolish woman? Well, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible about foolish women and silly women.